Hi everyone. I just want to do a quick my quick Facebook Live for day three of the butterfly experiment. Excuse me real quick. I need to put a couple things up here. Excuse me. Anyway, I just wanted to have some fun with this. And what it is in day three of the butterfly experiment, I'm going to tell a story. And the story is there was a wise man and he was walking along and a centurion stopped him. And the centurion said, "Stop you there. Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? And what do you want?" And the wise man looked at him and said, "What was that?" And he says, "Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? And what do you want?" So I think that's kind of interesting, because what happened next was the wise man looked at the centurion and said, "Sir, I'm not sure what they're paying you, but I'll pay you double if you follow me around every day and every morning. You ask me those questions or one of those questions." And the centurion looked at him and said, "Why?" He goes, "Because that, my son, is the key that I've been looking for." So when you think about it, if we're going to use this lockdown experience, being in a cocoon, whatever we're calling it, to begin to change, to begin to morph, to begin to be who and what you want to be, maybe what you have to do is ask yourself different questions. You know, on day one, quick review, we said, you know, if we're going into a cocoon, much like a caterpillar, it doesn't know what the outcome's going to be. Does not know, right? So it has to trust that there will be a change. And what we're in now, we don't know what'll happen. Everybody, there's a lot of people guessing. They'll talk about a normal, a new normal. But every time there's some kind of upheaval, things change. We don't know what the changes are going to be. Yesterday, we talked about, letting go even more and making more changes. So today, I want to begin the process of thinking about it a little differently. And again, the easiest way to do that is those questions. You know, hey, Karen, if you like this, click like and share. Leave a comment. So who are you? You know, why are you here? Where are you going? And what do you want? And much like the centurion that asked the wise man, it made the wise man begin to think about things much differently. And we're going to break down each one of those in much more detail, because it isn't as simple as we think it is, especially when you're going through a metamorphosis like we're all going through. And the other thing we have to realize, at least, and this has been my thing, is when you think of who are you, you're many different people depending on what's going on. You know, you're a husband, a father, a therapist, a business person, whatever it has, you know, a martial artist, an actor, whatever it is, you have many different aspects of your personality. And, you know, each one of those, another way to look at it, that's what we'll talk about tomorrow on day four of the butterfly experiment. We're going to go into those some a little bit deeper. Hey, Kathy, again, if you like this, click like and share. So again, think about that. You know, who are you? You know, why are you here? Where are you going? And what do you want? And then there's a couple more questions that go with that that we'll talk about over this wonderful thing I'm calling the butterfly experiment, keeping it fast, keeping it fun. It's making me think, it's making me challenge. It's kind of what I do in my, if people hire me to be a personal coach, I do it through a period of time. I had an NLP, you know, coaching course is for a group, and I took them through processes like this. I'm having a lot of fun. We're going to have some fun with this, because we're all in, you know, they keep saying we're all in this together, and that's an interesting concept in and of itself. But again, I'm out here at the barn, you know, and there's the wheelbarrow full of horse crap. Every day I have to clean that out. And kind of one of the things that this is making us do, there'll be a day devoted to this, is keeping your stall clean, right? You know, if you don't clean the stall, see all that crap, that's just one evening, in fact, because they stay outside most of the day. You know, if I don't clean it every day, or me and my wife don't clean it every day, it's going to build up. And then it's a lot of work to get that crap out of there. You know, you got many wheelbarrows. It gets wrenched. The flies really come around. So, you know, you got to keep the stall clean. So you gotta shovel that horse crap out. I used to do a thing called, you know, horse crap and humility. You know, I'm not above cleaning the stall. I actually find it quite therapeutic, you know, because I use it as a metaphor for my own life. about what crap can I get out of my life today? What am I letting build up? Whether it's anger, resentment, fear. And in this time and place, of course, we're getting a lot of anger, resentment, fear, and a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? So what I want you to do, and everybody, again, if you like this, click like and share. Please leave a comment, pass this around. So again, day three is, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? And what do I want? And a little side thing is, you know, what crap in your life can you begin to get out? You know, because again, we're kind of locked down, and it's making us look at our lives, you know, our careers, our businesses, our relationships with our spouses or our friends or, you know, or our children, whatever it happens to be, you know, and that's going to change. These things are changing. So anyway, we'll talk more about this as this goes on. It's a little bit longer than I usually do. I try to keep these short, fast. But again, I hope you join us on the Butterfly Experiment. And there's a Facebook page called the Butterfly, or just Butterfly Experiment. Join us, post your thoughts, post that, and we'll begin to break this stuff down. It'll be, you know, probably, I don't know, a few weeks of this, and we'll have some fun with it. I'm also going to start a alcohol recovery or addiction recovery challenge, you know, for those people that in this pandemic, if you will, in this lockdown, it's making people face up to some of their addictions they don't normally face up to, whether it's alcohol, you know, drugs, gambling, sex, food, whatever the addiction is, because they're finding comfort in it. But what happens, and I'll close with this, because this will be a whole couple of days we'll talk about this. What happens when the it's hard to let go of those demons that usually bring you comfort, whether that's, like I say, the alcohol, the drugs, the food, the sex, get whatever the addiction is. At one point in your life, it may have brought you comfort. Now it's causing a problem. And so, you know, that'll be on my alcohol or it's the alcohol or the addiction recovery challenge. Let's have some fun with that. So we'll talk to you later. Bye.